Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Sports Edge with Rick Wolf on your flagship station for New York sports. The Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN New York.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Rick Wolf's Sports Edge. I'm your host, Rick Wolf, and of course, happy Father's Day. Now, like yourself, I follow sports in this country on a daily and sometimes on an hourly basis. I'm always looking to find out what the latest news and headlines are in sports, and especially these days when it seems that the sports news seems to go in all sorts of directions on a regular basis. Let me explain what I mean. Over the last week, I have read an amazing array of sports stories about the imminent return of sports. And that, of course, is all great, great news. But the problem is, for every positive story that I read, I then read an equally negative story. For example, in the New York Times this past week, I read where college football programs are opening up their preseason camps in mid-July, all leading up to the highly anticipated start of the regular college football season. That, of course, is wonderful news. But then I also read in the New York Times that football locker rooms are basically petri dishes for the growth, development, and spread of COVID-19 and other diseases. And, of course, that's bad news. And I then read where a number of smaller college football programs are canceling early games in the season because they're supposed to be played at a neutral site, where attendance at the games is a crucial part of making money. But with no one being allowed to attend these games due to the concerns about contracting and spreading the virus, well, these games are now being canceled and the seasons are being shortened. And then I keep hearing Dr. Fauci saying that there's going to be a serious uptick in the fall. And now, then, of course, this past week, Major League teams have now closed their spring training sites due to so many players having tested positive. And then, of course, back in the college football world, 13 football players, University of Texas, have tested positive. We just heard from Mark Rene that LSU has 30 football players who have tested positive, and on it goes. Good news, bad news, good news. Here's what happens. High school sports and baseball tournaments are now being readied to launch in these parts in mid-July. And that, of course, is wonderful news. But we're still waiting for guidance on how in the world high school football is going to be run safely. The bottom line is that it's all really, really confusing. It is stressful. It is conflicting. And it's very hard to figure out what's safe for our kids and what isn't. And of course, sports parents, moms and dads, high school coaches, travel coaches, the athletes themselves, well, they're all caught in the middle of this. So my question this morning is, how does one cope with all the stress and uncertainty of these very, very difficult times? And that's why I reached out to Dr. Rob Gilbert, a sports psychology professor at Montclair State University. He's been a professor of applied sports psychology at Montclair for more than 40 years, and he routinely lectures about how individuals can implement mental skills to reduce the amount of stress in one's life. And obviously, these are very, very stressful times. I will add that on a personal note, that Dr. Gilbert is a longtime listener to The Sports Edge. In fact, he tells me he doesn't think he's ever missed a show. Talk about stress. That's really going far beyond the call of duty. Rob, good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, happy Father's Day, Rick.
And the same to you.
And not only that, I personally know Jack and I know Ed Ward. So I get extra credit for that.
Well, now we're talking about the essence of stress, knowing both Jack Smithlin and Ed Ward in person. That's great. Are you serious also? Are you really considered one of the foremost authorities on pep talks? Is that true?
Well, I am, because there's nobody else that really studies the field.
But that's
what I've always been interested in. How do you say something right before a game to get people to do better than they could do, you know? So, I mean, that's been endlessly fascinating to me.
Well, I'm going to definitely come back to that later on in the hour. And friends, of course, we're going to take your calls and comments, because clearly, you know, these are stressful times for you and for your kids. And I'm sure they're looking at you and saying, well, when does this end? When can I go back and continue my sports career and so on and so forth? 1-877-337-6666. And Rob, let me ask you, is there some sort of singular way that sports parents or coaches, educators, that they can actually keep all this churning turmoil, keep it all in perspective?
Well, let's put it in perspective, especially for high school seniors. What is the problem? You know, there's a difference between something being postponed and something being canceled. All of us know in the last few months there's been a wedding that's been postponed. That means it's going to happen at a later date. Uh-huh. But for a lot of high school seniors, the prom is not postponed. The prom is canceled. The Bergen County baseball tournament is not postponed. It's canceled. So that is the tragedy. And I asked Andrew Marotta to call in today, and he's the principal at Port Jervis High School, and he was telling me the stories about, you know, when you're a high school teacher or you're a high school administrator or even myself as a college professor, you see kids in the hall. You could tell when they're not doing well, you know? That's not happening anymore. You can't pick that up on Zoom as well as you can in person. So what we could do in times like this, first of all, I think we have to have it in our mindset that because of this, something good is going to happen. You know, I know we don't have any proof of that, but I think that has to be our mindset. Because of this, something good is going to happen. As the adults in the room, we have to be inspirational during crisis. We have to give strength to others, like Governor Cuomo, every day for 110 days. He's giving strength to others. So we have a choice. Are we going to get bitter or are we going to get better? You know, are we going to be bitter about all the things that happen that we have no control over? Or are we going to get better? Are we going to say, I'm going to use this time, you know, to do things I might normally done, to get into more mental training, to learn more about recovery, to really get into a stretching program, to go in the backyard and have skills. I've been talking to a lot of personal trainers, and they say there are more kids doing push-ups now than ever before in the history of the world. I mean, a lot of kids are doing serious training on their own, which is really good. So I really believe that because of this, and I know you could tell this story as well as I could. Maybe the greatest hitter of all time, Ted Williams. He won the Triple Crown. And then from 43 to 46, he goes to World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have been on the Navy baseball team, but he chose to be a combat pilot. And he comes back, he wins the MVP, takes the Red Sox to the World Series. And then what happens in 52 and 53? He goes in again in Korea. And he, as far as I could tell, he didn't complain. He was a patriot. But all those years, and you know, all these statisticians say, what if Williams hadn't missed all those years? So, you know, we have to realize that, you know, the 1980 Olympic team, I mean, it was out of their control that we didn't go to the Olympics. I know at Montclair State, we had a woman that was captain of the women's team, Carol Blazdowski.
Mm-hmm.
And her life changed from not going to the Olympics. One of my friends, Lee Kemp, three-time world champion wrestler, did not go to the Olympics. So what is sports? Sports is a continuous series of problem-solving events. And this is another problem. Is it going to be a pothole, or is it just going to be a little bump in the road? And as parents, you know, we have to say something good will happen from this.
There's a lot to digest here, Rob, and I'm listening to this mesmerized by what you're saying, because I do think, yes, no question that this is these are difficult times for parents, and as you say, they can decide whether they're just going to be bitter about this with their kids, or they're going to try to come up with some ways that it'll be better. The fact that you mentioned that kids are now saying, okay, I'm a serious athlete, I will take this extra time and try to do things to improve my skills, my game, whatever it might be, or doing more push-ups. But again, the whole mental approach of saying, you know what, something good is going to come out of this. That's a real sort of a different kind of philosophy, a different kind of way of approaching life. It's an optimistic approach, and it's important, as you just said, for parents to understand this, because the kids are looking for mom and dad for reassurance that something good will happen out of this. We don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
We don't know how when it's going to take place, but they're all looking, mom, dad, am I going to have a happy ending with this?
Well, if I could make a book suggestion, a book that I guess you and I wish we wrote, it's a book called Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck, a research psychologist at Stanford.
That's a classic.
And her research, not a motivational speaker, by the way, a researcher, there are two types of people in the world, a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. A fixed mindset is, we lost to them last week, we'll lose to them next week. You know, a fixed mindset is, I can't do it. A growth mindset is, I can't do it yet. You know, we lost them last week, we'll be better next week. Could I tell you a story? Stop me when you know who I'm talking about. In 1960, the Winter Olympics were at Squaw Valley, and the last kid cut on the team went home, and, you know, the last kid cut, and he's watching the Olympic finals, United States versus the Soviet Union, and the U.S. won. And
well, I know what you're talking about.
and his dad said, well, Herbie,
yeah.
I guess they cut the right guy. Who am I talking about?
Herbie Brooks, of course.
Yeah, and it took him 20 years to get his gold medal as a coach of the 1980 team. So there was something inside him that drove him, you know?
Yeah. He was the last guy cut from the hockey team, and obviously that sort of molded his personality, his character, as you said, drove him for 20 years, and he was a taskmaster as a college hockey coach, and of course led to the miracle on ice. But clearly something good came of that horrible situation, being told, I'm sorry, we can't take you on the team, you're the last guy getting cut. So we're talking with Dr. Rob Gilbert. We're talking about how parents, coaches, educators can basically take a much more positive approach as we try to cut through all the turmoil of this pandemic. Let's get some calls right now, 1-877-337-6666. And let's start on this Father's Day with the aforementioned Ed Ward out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Ed, good morning. Ed, are you there? Nope. Okay. Well, let's go to John in Cranford, New Jersey. John, good morning. Are you there? John?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good, John. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I had Dr. Rob Gilbert in college, and you were bringing up the pep talks. I'm currently the head football coach at Montclair High School. I'm the past president of our State Coaches Association, NJFCA. And fortunately, we've been able in the last decade to go to the state finals 7 times, but I'm not the brightest coach in the world, because the first 2 times I did not use Dr. Rob Gilbert, and we lost to Randolph and North Bergen on that Hail Mary. And then I brought Dr. Rob in, and the next 3 state titles we won. And then because of snow, the next one we went to, our schedules were conflicted. We weren't able to do it. We lost, and then I brought him back in 2017, and we beat Union City at MetLife in a great game. So Dr. what he's telling you, as far as pep talks and all the things that he's doing, he's the real deal. He's one of the best, and I'm a better coach because I had him as an instructor. And occasionally he'll bring me in, and I get to speak to some of his coaching classes. So just wanted to verify everything he's saying. He's somebody to listen to.
Well, John, thank you for that. Rob, obviously you have a history with John.
Oh, John. John, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what's happening in Montclair High School? What are the plans for when are you going to start with your kids?
Well, so here's the issue. So what's happening in New Jersey right now is a lot of school districts do not want to approve us coaches until they know we're going to have a fall season. What they don't know is we work out with our kids all summer, and by state rule, with the protocols being set, we're allowed to start working 1 in 10, you know, one coach per 10 athletes, starting July 13th. However, if we don't get approved by our boards, and this goes throughout the state, there's some, including Montclair, that have not approved us. They don't realize we work year-round with our students, because we've been doing about 4 Zooms a week with our football team on various things such as leadership, mindset, and also X's and O's. We're waiting on them. So we have a board meeting on the 25th. Hopefully they approve us so we can be out there with our kids. If not, our kids are going to not have coaches, and we're not going to be able to, by, you know, law, go out and work with them because we're not covered. You know, I can't ask my coaches to go out there not covered.
I keep hearing the same thing as well. And John, thank you so much for your thoughts and your praise for Rob Gilbert this morning. Appreciate it greatly. All right, we got to take a break here, Rob. When we come back, we're going to obviously continue our conversation with Dr. Rob Gilbert about how parents and coaches can look on the bright side of all this turmoil with the pandemic. And as John just mentioned, from Montclair High School, I mean, the fact is we're still waiting for guidance about high school football. And if or not, that's going to happen around these parts come the later summer and into the fall. It's still up in the air. All right, let me take a time out. When I return, we'll go back to your calls at 1-877-337-6666.
New York's number one. Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
the
Fan, and Sports Radio
66 WFAN. Welcome back to the Sports Edge, everyone. I'm Rick Wolf. My guest this morning is Dr. Rob Gilbert, a longtime professor of applied sports psychology at Montclair State, and we're talking about how parents and coaches can find a way to cope with all the stress and uncertainty of the pandemic when it comes to their kids and sports. And we were talking just before the break about trying to find a positive approach, that something good is going to happen, and it's not very helpful to be bitter, but you want to look for things to make you better. And we're taking your calls at 1-877-337-6666. Rob, let's get back to Ed Ward, who I understand is now back on the phone. Ed, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know Rob Gilbert paid me this morning to come on the show. So I just wanted to let you know that. No, I'm all kidding aside, though. Dr. Gilbert is an excellent speaker. When I was the assistant basketball coach at Montclair State under legendary coach Ted Fiore, he was a great motivational speaker to our players before the season. And I just wanted to say hello to him. And, you know, you're talking about the positive of all this. Well, maybe New Jersey and New York have done the right thing by holding things back of, like, starting sporting events, starting practices, is all that. And the perfect example is you look at the other schools, the other states that have started, you know, doing events, and look what's happened. We're finding all these pandemic cases. You know, that's scary. LSU had 30 players? Yep. That's pretty scary stuff. And I'll be honest, it could affect college football and even the NFL.
Yes, there's no question, Ed. I mean, we're looking at all this, and that's and thank you for the call, and I'll make sure the check is in the mail from Rob Gilbert to you. The thing is, Rob, that you know, this is what I'm talking about. On one hand, you're seeing the numbers rising in half the states in the nation, not around here. We've obviously seemed to have, you know, done our paid our dues, and the numbers are going down. As Ed says, you know, this is all good news, but we're seeing the college numbers go up. But what's curious about this, and I wanted to ask you this as well, is the fact that we know statistically that this disease, this virus, tends to target the older segment of the population. And as a consequence, I mean, guys like you and me, whatever, it's not a young person's disease in the sense that we don't see a lot of young kids in their late teens or early 20s. They may contract the disease, but they don't die from it. They basically get it. They become, perhaps, they may carry it, you know, into their homes, into their, you know, expose them to their parents or grandparents. But the kids themselves are sort of saying, you know, I know about social distancing, I know about wearing a mask and so on and so forth, but the fact is I'm not going to die from this. Yes, I want to be clear about this. Some kids have died. We know that. But statistically, the numbers are minimal compared to if you're over the age of 60. So is it possible when you look at the kids in college or the kids who are athletes that they just aren't, because they know that, and we realize also, you know, kids when they're in their teens, early 20s, they do have this sense of immortality. They figure they're going to live forever. They're not going to worry about what happens down the road because, quite frankly, they're at their prime years. Do you get a sense that that's sort of the attitude they're taking to all this?
Well, the people I've been speaking to, and they're telling me about their kids, the actions of their kids is really contingent upon the home life. You know, if the parents are really adamant about wearing a face mask, or the parents are really adamant about social distancing, I think then it's more likely.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids, it might not be dangerous behavior for them, but it's dangerous behavior for the family,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's a multi-generational family. And, you know, it's almost like there's a split. It's either you're all in or you're not with this thing. And it's amazing that we have the science to say this is exactly what to do. You know, wear a face mask, social distance, you know, be safe, wash your hands. But there's a lot of fatigue from this, from hearing the same message over and over and over again.
Yeah, there's no question. And again, it's for the younger generation, they're like, man, you know, how long do I keep doing this? And then you say, well, you know, back of the epidemic, the Spanish flu 100 years ago, that thing lasted 3 years. We've been doing this for 3 months. And you say, well, you understand that even back then, everybody wore masks. Everybody was socially distant. That's not a new creation. That's been around. That idea has been around for a long time. But again, 3 months compared to 3 years, that's just a drop in the bucket. It is very, very frustrating when you see all the photos of kids doing things, and they're sort of saying, all right, so I got it. I got the bug, whatever. I'm not going to die from it. But you're going to bring it home and expose it to your loved ones. Let's move on to our calls. Andy from Port Jervis is on the line. Andy, good morning. You're talking to Rob Gilbert and Rick Wolf.
This is the great Andrew Marotta, principal of Port Jervis High School. I'm so glad you called in, Mr. Marotta.
Hey, Dr. Gilbert. Good morning. Good morning, Rick, to you. Happy to be on with you guys.
Yes, Andy.
Yeah, so in listening to the conversation and, again, asking about what can kids do, what can families do, number one thing they could do just 3 minutes a day is call Dr. Gilbert's Success Hotline, right? Each day, Dr. Gilbert's going to leave a message. And, Doc, if you want to put that number out, because that's something that has helped me. And I know that I have a number of teachers as well as student-athletes that call that hotline. Go ahead, Doc. What's the number?
It's 973-743-4690.
Say it again,
and
Rob.
And again, Dr. Gilbert.
Say it again, 973?
743-4690. Okay. Mr. Marotta, what I really wanted you to talk about is a principal, what are you seeing with the high school kids?
Yeah, and again, you know, happy to be on with you guys to talk about this. You know, I don't think we have seen it just yet. Like you had said, Dr. Gilbert, we're not seeing the kids in the hallway maybe with their head down. We're not seeing a kid in the hallway maybe who is crying and say, hey, you know, what's the matter, right? These kids are experiencing a great loss. These kids who didn't play their spring sports, those baseball players that didn't get to swing that bat for the last time, they are feeling a loss, you know, something that you say, it's never not, you know, the last time, right? And,
mm-hmm.
But those kids that did miss the prom, those kids that did miss those seasons, they are not going to get to play their senior season again in their high school uniform. And that is going to be a challenge for them, right? They had something ripped away from them that they were prepared to do, that they love doing. So that is going to be an issue that we think is going to affect our young people for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that, Andy, and I do think we'll have to look at this on a more of a long-range impact in terms of what these kids, they've worked so hard, had their dreams all their life, suddenly they get to be a senior in high school, and their high school final season in the spring season is gone. And it's not, as Rob said, it's not postponed, it's canceled. It's not coming back. And that's heartbreaking. And we'll see how these kids react in the years to come when confronted with other disappointments of that kind of thing. It's just, it's hard to get a sense right now how these kids are going to bounce back. I mean, it is heartbreaking, Rob, no question about it.
And one of the things, you know, I was speaking to Andrew Marotti yesterday, and one of the things he told me, he said, you know, I said, you know, Andy, is this like a death in the family? He said, no, it's not like a death. It's like a robbery. It's something you built up, something you saved years and years. You know, when you practice, you studied, and somebody stole it from you.
Yeah, that's a really
good... It's not like you lost it. It was stolen.
That's a very good analogy, and yeah, that's exactly right. It's not as severe or as serious as a death. This is like I basically have built this little this treasure, and I've added to it bit by bit by bit through hard work and sweat and so on and so forth, and now I'm ready to really, you know, cash in, and all of a sudden it's stolen away from me. And it's
Rick, could I go to something positive?
Sure, please.
I'm sure you've heard of this, and I think this is remarkable. We all know what The Last Dance is, you know, the ESPN thing on Michael Jordan. Well, do you know what The Last Dance in New Jersey is? Have you read about this?
No.
There is, I think, Michael Murphy and J.T. Kroger, from St. John's Metuchen.
Is this the baseball tournament?
They're starting the tournament for high school baseball teams. Now, there are 228 teams registered and 54 tentative. I would think that this is the biggest tournament in the history of the world. I mean, almost 300. I've never heard of anything like this. And it's starting, as Coach Fiore said, they can't meet with their players. They're not sanctioned by the high school. It is the high school team, so they can't wear the high school uniforms.
Right.
But it's going to be starting. The coach is going to meet with them July 13th, and I guess the tournament is going to start on July 14th.
Well, I am familiar with this, and I was reading the article, and I'm thinking, this is unbelievable. This is going to be gigantic. But you said, and this is true, these are not sanctioned by the school districts, and I was wondering how they're going to get the fields, and the fields apparently are coming through. The umpires want to work. So it is this, as you say, a last stand kind of a situation for high school ball players. It'll be curious to see whether this goes off without a hitch, and to see whether or not, you know, the kids stay healthy and don't interact as ball players normally do. So we'll see. But, you know,
well, just the fact that Michael Murray and J.T. Kroger attempted this.
Yes.
I mean, this is a mammoth undertaking.
Oh, it's hundreds, hundreds, and hundreds of high schools. I mean, it's unbelievable. And trying to figure out the seeds and the transportation, the mechanics, it's quite a chore.
Yeah.
It'll happen. Hey, Andy, thank you again for your thoughts and comments. Greatly appreciate it. Let's move on. Let's go to your other sidekick. Let's go to Jack Smithlin over in Fairlawn. Jack, good morning.
How are you, Rick?
We're doing fine.
Happy Father's Day to both of you.
Yes, sir. You too.
I'm up in Boston right now, and I had to escape the house with the crying baby and barking dog to come out and do the show. You know, I can listen to you guys talk all day long. I really can. Dr. Gilbert, you know, I had the pleasure of doing a sports psychology class with Dr. Gilbert. It was one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life. I had such a good time talking about the stress of these kids and the goods and the bads, you know. There's so many good things that can happen. I'm a strong positive believer. I believe that, you know, when we think positively, different chemicals are actually released in our body that cause us to react differently. And we think negative, there are different chemicals, the fight or flight chemicals that actually cause us to stress out. And, you know, these things that we're going through right now is just, it's extraordinary. It's something like what Dr. Gilbert said, that, you know, it was stolen from us. I agree with that 100%. And, you know, when things are taken from you, you take that personally. You really do. And even though the person, you might not ever know who took it from you or why they took it from you, you still take it personally. You get offended by it. And, you know, it's such an important time in our lives to learn from what's going on. You know, we're living history right now. And one of Doc's students, one of my players at Montclair, her name is Blake Saperstein. She loved Doc's classes. We talk all the time because of the stress that she's going through with losing her senior year. She was the captain of the team and all-conference player last year. You know, just was looking so forward. We were lucky to get in 12 games down in Florida. She had a great season down there, you know, a short season. But I'm helping her right now move on. And we talk on a regular basis. I use a lot of your book, Rick, The Secrets of Sports Psychology Revealed, with positive thinking and positive self-talk. And like you said, Dr. Gilbert, you got to think positive about this. You got to be that, you know, I'm going to get better from it. I'm not going to get worse from it. And, you know, once again, this show, Rick, you need more time. I don't care what anybody says. You need to be on so much longer than 1 hour. Your show is so informative. And Dr. Gilbert, I love listening to your podcasts and your little messages. And I'm so glad that we made the connection. And I want you guys to just have a happy Father's Day.
Well, you, Jack, too. Thoughts and sentiments, and of course, you have a happy Father's Day as well. You know, Rob, again, we mentioned that at the beginning of the show that the parents' takeaway, hearing from you and obviously from the callers as well, is that you're going to have to make a conscious decision to carry a positive approach, a positive outlook on this, that something good is going to come from all this disappointment. And it's up to be the adults and who is heartbroken that this season, the spring semester is stolen away from them, that you have to say, no, something good will come of this. I don't know what it's going to be, but something good will take place. And I think that's the number one responsibility that parents have to basically impart to their kids, to understand that this is going to have some happy. Basically, makes let me take a pause here. We're talking this morning with Dr. Rob Gilbert. We're talking about what parents, coaches, educators can do in terms of trying to help their kids cope with the disappointment of losing high school travel team sports. And obviously, we're hoping they come back sooner rather than later. Okay, let me take a timeout. 1-877-337-6666.
A sports leader, Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
I asked you to check out my website, my blog at AskCoachWolf.com. You can also see any number of things I'm involved in. Psychology again. At 9 o'clock this morning, Susan Waldman and Howie Long. Make sure that you will be talking to them about what's happening in the topsy-turvy world of Major League Baseball. I can only imagine what the players and coaches are going through and trying to prepare for the shortened season. Now, of course, we hear that the Mets and the Yankees are going to be going through, in effect, spring training here in the New York City area. But again, that's at 9 o'clock this morning following the Sports Edge. We're talking this morning with Dr. Rob Gilbert, and we're taking your calls about the psychological approach that parents should take, coaches should take with their kids, trying to cope with all the turmoil of the pandemic. And let's continue our conversation.
Rick, could I give one specific suggestion?
Of course.
Especially if you have a kid that's a baseball player or softball player. Someone in your house put up a sheet that says 1,390. 1,390. That's the number that Mike Piazza was drafted.
Yeah.
That meant the greatest baseball minds of his time felt the 1,389 guys more likely to make to the major leagues than Mike Piazza. He was drafted in the 62nd round, and as you know, it was just a favor to his, yeah, to his dad.
It was a favor.
And not only did he make it, he made it to the Hall of Fame, and he's the best-hitting catcher of all time.
It's the magic of baseball. You know that they only had five rounds of drafts this year with the free agent draft. And, you know, so if that had been the reality back then, Mike Piazza would never been, his name wouldn't be known in the world of Major League Baseball. It's amazing. But again, you're right. As simple as that. Let's continue with our callers. Let's go to Art in New Province. Hey, Art, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hi, Rob. Nice to talk to you. I had the pleasure of having Dr. Gilbert taking a master's course back in the early 80s. One thing I remember very clearly was he taught us all how to juggle, which I still teach some of my kids. And several years ago, I'm the head boys basketball coach at New Providence High School. We were playing in a tournament at Montclair State, and I saw Dr. Gilbert walking through the gym, and I went over to say hello to him, just to remind him I had had one of his classes and say hello. And he said, do me a favor, stay here for 1 minute. And he went downstairs and he brought me back a pamphlet of like all motivational talks and articles. And, you know, I certainly really, really appreciated that. And it's very nice of him to do that. And also, I've also known Eddie Ward for about 40 years. So I was disappointed he wasn't number one on the list this morning. Enjoy hearing him. But as far as what we're doing with our kids, you know, we haven't been able to start doing things with them until, you know, July 13th. And there's a lot of protocol involved when we are going to be allowed to work with our kids. And I do know this. I've been in touch with them with emails and Zoom meetings. And, you know, really what I've told them is just take advantage of this time to, you know, work out, whether it's physically or work on their ball handling skills, a lot of shooting. And I know a lot of our kids are doing things or even playing games, what they probably shouldn't be doing. And I said, you know, let's take advantage of this time while you can, because this could be one of the best things that ever happened to us. You know, use this time wisely, and we'll probably get more out of this than if we had a normal school year and a normal off season. So we'll see what happens.
All right, I have to ask you, I'm just curious, you know, last couple of weeks we were talking about kids going back to play in high school programs, college programs, and the discussion about having kids or their parents sign waivers. Do you anticipate that you'll have your athletes sign waivers when they come back to play?
Well, yeah, that's what I've seen so far is they would have to have a waiver that's good. Like, I was planning on doing, like, 4 weeks of drills. They would have to sign one waiver for the whole 4 weeks. They would have to have daily temperature checks every day before they came to a workout.
Yep.
And they would also have to have another daily waiver that they would have to bring. So there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of things involved. And I'm almost thinking, you know what? I could almost be better off having the kids doing what they've been doing themselves. You know, it's just going to be so much involvement, you know, just to get things going, and I'm really trying to figure out how I'm going to have to do it, you know.
Yeah.
But I do want to, at the same thing, I want to have contact with our kids. I want to see our kids because I haven't really had a chance to do that. That's the main thing to me.
I got you.
Have some social contact with them that we haven't been able to do.
I got it. Art, thank you for calling in this morning. Rob, before I forget, is there a website or a place that people can track you down if they want to?
Well, what I have is I have a podcast called SuccessHotlinePodcast.com.
Yep.
SuccessHotlinePodcast.com. And I left a special message, the first message you'll see, and it's not one of these podcasts that are 2 to 3 hours. It's only 3 to 4 minutes. And I have a special seminar on my podcast. It's like 20 or 30 segments on just relaxation. And I think that could help people. Because one of the things that people, you know, like if you read about LeBron James, he's so into recovery. As a matter of fact, I think he has a part ownership of the Calm app. So one of the things that athletes could do during this time out, so to speak, is learn more about sports psychology, read your book, start doing mental training, start learning about relaxation. And, you know, then, as they say, motivational speaking, a setback could be a setup for a comeback. I mean, this could be really, really incredibly useful time.
100%, as we both know, and you know, I've said this many times on the air, our kids today are so focused on the physical mechanics of their sport, they really don't spend much time on the mental side.
Yeah.
And it's only when they start to get into, as you well know, they get into a slump or a rut, they sort of saying, uh-oh, I got to sort of figure out what I'm doing psychologically that's it can help me get over this.
Exactly.
And at that point they start. But, you know, they should be training themselves from an early age about the mental side of all sports. It's as simple as that. Let's.
I totally agree. Somebody said, stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah,
you know, stay ready. Start doing all these things so all of a sudden you don't have to get ready.
Let's go to Hank over in Ridgefield Park this morning. Hank, good morning. You're next up on the fan.
Hey, Rick and Rob. Yeah, Ward, Fiore, Smithlin. I've interacted with them as an official. I've worked on games with Eddie, so I know all of these guys.
Great.
And the fact that Rob brought up, this is not why I called. He brought up Piazza being picked in the 62nd round. Well, guess who was the 12th round pick out of William Patterson College? My brother, Garrett Keel, whose son was the Gatorade Player of the Year and missed his senior season and was unable to play with his brother, Aiden, who's a top freshman in the state. So I know those are memories that they'll never be able to share. And I really feel bad for these kids. I mean, it's been a terrible year for these seniors.
No question.
I don't know how, you know, Hope Kroger and, you know, they can get this last dance up. I know that won't affect some kids because they're off to college and playing in some collegiate leagues, but I don't know what can be done in the future. But, you know, maybe we have like a field of dreams, have a field of dreams, have these kids come back someday and, you know, just relive, you know, some of their senior years, you know, get their prom and, you know, the senior class trip. I don't know how we're going to do this, but, you know, we can't forget this class. It's a special class.
That's another thought as well, Hank, that, you know, that maybe perhaps a year from now, and again, I'm just sort of fantasizing on this, maybe a year from now that once there's a vaccine and the virus has been conquered, so to speak, that all the kids who got deprived of their senior year of sports, maybe somehow they can be brought back to play and to, you know, finish the season they never had. You know, who knows? But, I mean, again, that's a positive kind of thought to at least keep, people thinking and heading in the right direction to be optimistic.
Yeah, I just hope we can have some football this year. I'm a football official. You know, I know Fiore pretty good. You know, with this pandemic and Fauci coming out saying maybe the NFL won't be able to play, that wasn't good news on Thursday afternoon Thursday morning when, you know, you watch him on the news saying the NFL is in trouble. Because if the NFL is in trouble, you know high school football is going to be in trouble. And, you know, we were getting a little more optimistic until Thursday when we heard that news. So,
hope for
the best.
I mean, you're right. The truth is, Hank, thank you for your thoughts this morning. Rob, the truth is that all the amateur sports in this country that we're talking about, high school, travel teams, club teams, they are basically taking their cues what happens at the professional level. And until the pro teams can actually figure out how they're going to do this, whether it's the NBA in a bubble in Orlando or Major League Baseball, trying to agree on a shortened season, until NFL, until all this stuff gets worked out at the pro level, and there are certain protocols in place to make sure that the pro athletes, can move ahead and compete, it's going to be hard for the amateur sports to make any headway at all.
You know, Rick, at the top of the show when you talked about how was it Clemson University that had 23?
No, LSU had 30 players. Who else? Texas had 13, and there's more numbers every day now. I mean,
So I'm thinking, when you were saying that, I'm thinking, imagine the medical staff they have for their athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the best, probably in the world, catering to their athletes, and they're still having problems.
Of course. The question is, all right, well, we layer all this with the fact that as I said, you know, several minutes ago, that the younger people in this country, the kids in their teenage years and their early 20s, they are not the target in terms of mortality. We know the numbers for them in terms of contracting the virus and getting very, very sick and dying. Those numbers are extraordinarily low. But the fact is, they're getting sick and they become carriers of the virus.
Yep.
It makes it difficult for them then to be in an interactive situation with their coaches, who obviously are older than they are, or with their parents or family members. That's where it gets so tricky and dicey in all this. I mean, it's like, I know some major colleges like Notre Dame have already said, we're going to have all the kids come back to campus in the fall. We're open for business as usual, but you cannot leave campus. You can't go back home during the course of the semester because you might bring, the infection back home. So this is really very hard to figure out. And again, from the athletic perspective, we're still waiting to see how in the world do you play a sport, a full contact sport like football or basketball or even soccer or ice hockey without and still be socially distant. It is very, very perplexing.
And I think the sports analogy, this virus, they say in the world of wrestling, they say if you're wrestling a bear, you don't quit when you want to quit. You quit when the bear quits, you know? I mean, this virus, we're in a marathon. We're not in a sprint. And some people are thinking the sprint is over. The
yes.
sprint isn't over. It's a marathon.
No, exactly right. We don't control this. The virus controls us.
Yeah.
Let's go to John in Fort Lee, who's been waiting patiently. Hey, John, good morning. You're on the fan.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. A lot of familiar names on today. It's great to hear. It's a great show. I've been a coach in North Jersey for over 30 years. I'm the head girls volleyball coach at Fort Lee High School,
mm-hmm.
and head basketball coach in Emerson. And the thing about this, and you just said about the virus, it's so unpredictable. I mean, I was reading something the state put out the other day about, the rules you got to follow, and it actually looked like football would open before volleyball. Or, in other words, because we're an indoor sport, we're not able to play. There's so many crazy things going on. I think the bottom line is you just have to be talking to your kids. You have to be pushing them to work out. One of the other coaches, the head coach of New Providence, said this is the right thing. Maybe it's a chance for us to work on our ball handling more. Maybe we got to get stronger. I have a son also who's in eighth grade. And he's going to be, playing for me. I don't know if that's good for him or bad, but we'll see down the road. I got a chance to say, I want him out there every day. He's working on his ball handling. He's working on his shooting. Instead of just doing things, maybe going to the park and playing, a pickup game at half speed. These kids, are able to work on other things, but they need their coaches. They need their parents. And then just real quick, I had Dr. Gilbert in class, and him and John McCarthy run a great coaching class up at Montclair State. And, Dr. Gilbert, I remember back when I was playing and coaching at Montclair a long time ago, and he's a tremendous, tremendous asset that everybody could use. But
well, this is
like
a great Coach Z. I'd recognize your voice anywhere.
Well,
yeah.
John,
so the bottom line, we just got to we have to be the ones who are positive.
Yes.
We have to be the ones telling our kids, hey, there's going to be let's practice or work out like there's going to be a season.
Yes, I agree 100%. John, Coach Z, thank you for chiming in this morning. It is very, very meaningful. Thank you. And Rob, it's been wonderful to hear all these calls this morning from all your colleagues, friends, former students, whatever it might be. I mean, they all share the same upbeat outlook that you've been trying to spread for many, many years. They're all, all full of the idea like, okay, we've been dealt a very bad hand here. It's been very difficult for our kids and for parents and coaches. But we have to remain optimistic, and it's upon us to really keep that outlook going. As you've said, and the other callers have said as well, if you're a coach, you got to stay in contact with your players. You got to keep them, take advantage of this extra time, work more in your skills, do things that will make you a better athlete, make you a better student, make you a better person. We're running out of time here. Do you have any other closing thoughts you want to share with our listening audience?
Well, having a positive mindset, I don't think it's a good idea. I think nowadays it's a required course.
Yes.
A famous psychologist once said, If you're stuck in the elevator with another person and the other person's freaking out, you better not freak out. You know, I mean, you have to be the calming influence. You have to be the leader. You have to, and if there's anything we need nowadays, is we need models of leadership. We need leadership to show us the way.
That's
what every parent, every coach, and I know most of the people are doing this.
It really is true. And honestly, all I can say is this, Rob. I do hope the people who have heard the show this morning have listened intently to your thoughts and pearls of wisdom, because I do think it counts for a lot and will hopefully get us through these next few months until we get to a real positive and happy ending. It's simple as that. Dr. Rob Gilbert from Montclair State, my thanks as always. And really good to talk to you on this Father's Day morning. Okay, that's going to do it for me in this edition of the Sports Edge. My thanks this morning to Ed Arzuman. Please stick around for Susan Waldman and Howie Rose. They're up next. They'll be talking baseball with you. I'll see you next Sunday right here on the Sports Edge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.